radio play for today, Going Up, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. The social season is far too short for the manager of the Hotel St. Albert, and far too long for some of his patrons, considering the rates they have to pay for the privilege of getting their mail at such a swank address. At the beginning of each season, the hotel is newly decorated, and additions and changes made in the service personnel. The other day, one of the telephone operators...
Hotel St. Albert, good afternoon.
Hotel St. Albert.
1408, thank you. I'm ringing 1408.
Following Mr. Campbell.
Hotel St. Albert.
Hotel St. Albert, good afternoon. Oh, hello, Jack. Wait a second. 1408 doesn't answer. Would you like to leave a message? You're welcome. Jack, where are you? In the drugstore? Well, I haven't had a chance to buzz him yet. No, he hasn't. Here he comes now. Get in here right away.
Calling Mr. Campbell.
So take my boy to second hand, will you? I want to see the boss about something.
Okay.
Hotel St. Albert.
As soon as they check out, raise the rates on that room 50%, understand?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Hofstein.
Hmm? What is it? I'm very busy, and from now on...
Excuse me, Mr. Hofstein. I'll only take a minute to speak to you.
Well, what are you standing there dumb like a stone for? Begin. What's on your mind, boss?
Yes, sir. Well, I heard that you need a new boy on the number one elevator.
So, well, Miss...
Farrell, Ida Farrell.
Well, Miss Farrell, don't tell me that you're asking for the job, because if you are, you ain't the type, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. But, well, I know a young man who would be just right for that job.
Oh, is that so? Well, maybe you don't know it, but we are very particular about our elevator boys,
yes? Yes, I know, Mr. Hofstein.
They must be young and tall and handsome.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Hofstein. This one here.
Well, send him around to see me tomorrow.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Hofstein, but he's here now.
Where?
Right here. Oh, Jack.
Say, what a looker.
What did I tell you, Mr. Hofstein?
What's your name?
Jack Milton.
Mm-hmm. Turn around.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mr. Stoner.
And then walk over there.
Oh, Mr. Stoner.
Will he do, Mr. Hofstein?
Walk back here, young fellow. You ought to look good in one of our uniforms, Miss Hale. And that's no kidding.
Well, sir, do I get the job?
Young man, I want you to understand that to be on the service staff of this hotel is a great honor and a privilege. We are very particular who we hire around here.
Yes, sir.
Now then, how much wages do you want?
The wages don't matter, Mr. Hofstein. I want a chance to make something of myself.
That's fine. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, sir. I may be only an elevator boy now, but I'm going up.
That's a good one, an elevator boy going up.
It may sound funny, but it's true.
No, I wasn't laughing at your ambitions. It was just the words that you said that was funny. All right, Jack. Report to the starter and get yourself a uniform.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Hofstein.
That's all right. Now, as I was saying, there are many...
See, honey, I'm hired.
Isn't that grand?
And it was all because of you. I'll make it up to you, baby. I'm going to be somebody. You'll be proud to know me yet. I'm going up.
Aaron Z. Hofstein on the wire. What? 2142 has a dog in the room with it. Charge her up with enough as another guest. What's her name? Goldfarb? Why didn't you say so right away? Listen, never mind about charging her. Ask the lady would you like a pillow and a blanket for the dog.
Have you got a suite for me?
Ah, Countess, we are delighted to see you again. Are you here for the season?
If I find amusement enough.
Of course. And I think we can assure you of that. Oh, Pierre.
Yes, sir?
Give me the keys to the OF. You prefer the one that you had last season, Countess?
That would be charming. I didn't hope for that since I arrived without one.
Well, even if the suite were occupied, we should be delighted to arrange for you to have it, Countess. Pierre, the keys for the suite that the Countess occupied last season.
Yes, sir.
Now then, allow me to escort you, Countess.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstein. I am honored.
Hurry up, please.
Oh, Captain, here. Hold the car for the Countess.
Yes, Mr. Hofstein, at once. Number one car, hold it.
Number one car for the Countess, Mr. Hofstein.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, madame. This car is reserved. Take that car over there, please.
Countess.
Thank you.
Four, please.
Plenty. And how is that charming husband of yours, Countess?
I have just divorced him for striking me.
The dog. I always thought he was a rascal from the very first time I laid eyes on him. Accept my profound congratulations, Countess.
Thank you. So you see, I shall be needing an escort from now on.
With such an attractiveness as you have, Countess, well, it wouldn't be long now.
20th floor, please.
Yes. Here we are, Countess.
Pardon, madame. You dropped your handkerchief.
Oh, so I did. Thank you. Oh, thank you. What is your number?
31, madame.
I shan't forget you.
Thank you, madame. Shall I wait, Mr. Hofstein?
Sure, certainly. This way, Countess, if you would be so kindly.
What a stunning-looking young man that was, Mr. Hofstein.
And some staff members as a feature of the Hotel St. Albert.
Starting with the manager, I notice.
Countess, please. Well, here's the suite. I'll have the luggage sent up right away. Anything else we can do for you, Countess?
Yes. Relieve number 31 of his duty.
Why, Countess, you mean fire him? Why, I told
you... don't understand. I wish him released from your service to enter mine.
You mean that...
I want him for my escort.
Oh.
See that he has the suite next to mine and is fitted with the best clothes and wardrobe.
Yes.
I shall take care of the expense. Good morning, Mr. Hofstein.
What's the matter, Mr. Hofstein? You look dazed.
Check, you're fired.
I'm what? Why?
Start this car up going down, right away.
Well, what have I done, Mr. Hofstein?
Didn't you hear the Countess say on the way she was looking for an escort from now on?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're it.
What?
She wants you should have the suite next to hers, and I'm to send the tailors to teach you up from head to foot. My boy, the Countess has taken a shiner to you.
I'm to go around with a real Countess?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Going up, please. This car going up, please.
Ma'am, I'll have the suite fixed for you right away, Jack.
Captain, send my relief on right away. I'm quitting.
No. Next car, please. This car's going down to the service floor.
Hey!
Boy, travel around with a real Countess. Jack, my boy, you said you were going up. But you must have caught an express.
Why, Jack, what are you doing down here at this hour?
Look me over, baby.
Well, you look just the same to me, honey.
Oh, yeah? Well, just wait till I get this coat off. This collar business. Here, now.
Honey, what's the matter with you? What's happened?
I'm shedding my old life and beginning a new one. I said I'd get some work, and I have.
What are you talking about, Jack?
Hofstein just fired me.
Jack? Oh, now we'll never have enough to get married.
Wait a minute. He fired me because a real Countess wants me to be her escort, and she's fitting me out with the clothes to do it.
A gigolo? Oh, Jack.
What do you mean, a gigolo? I'm her escort.
Oh, honey, I wish you wouldn't do this.
Oh, but how else can I get anywhere? Where's Ida? That's why I came here to meet the right party, and now I have. And you try to stop me.
I'm not trying to stop you, honey. I only said that I wish you'd stick to your car. If you love me, why, you'll try to do what I'd like.
Gee, Ida, of course I love you. But a guy's got to make his way. He's got to grab at every chance that's offered.
Yeah, but not this kind of a chance. Oh, Jack, can't you see it? She's out to make a fool of you, then throw you away.
You're just jealous, Ida.
What? What did you say?
I said you're just jealous. You're jealous because I've got a chance to step out and you haven't.
Oh, you don't mean that, Jack.
I do mean it.
Look, I'll never forgive you for saying that, Jack, never. And when this adventuress gives you up and gives you the gate, you needn't try to come back to me because I won't be waiting for you.
Is that so? Well, all right. It suits me fine. And don't worry about me getting the gate. I've been telling you all the time I'd get somewhere if I had the chance. Now my chance has come. I'm going to be somebody, all right. But I'm going to be somebody for somebody else. I'm going up with my Countess. Ring the Countess's apartment, please.
They don't answer.
We'll give them another ring. She must be there. I had an appointment.
Hello?
Hello, Corrine. I was afraid you weren't there.
I just came in.
Well, where were you? I'm coming in there.
No.
Well, why mustn't I? I'm coming in now.
Well, come in if you like.
Corinne, you're driving me mad. Why have you changed?
Changed?
Yes. You're not a bit like you were when we first fell in love.
Fell in love?
You do love me, don't you? You said you did when you took me off my car. You do love me, don't you?
Love you? Love a mere child like you. Oh, my dear boy. You amused me when I had you installed in the suite next door. But this... this is the biggest laugh of all.
Corinne.
I was attracted by your handsome face, your tall, youthful figure. But now you bore me. You hear? You bore me.
Then all the plans we made for us, those wonderful plans, they don't mean a thing.
Did we make plans? Oh, yes, I remember. Something about Venice, Naples, Paris.
Yes.
Very romantic, my dear. And the product of soft lights and a little too much champagne.
Why did you do this to me?
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't start that. Be a man if you are ever going to be one.
Corinne, you've done something to me. I feel all hollow inside.
Oh, you poor fool. You'll get over this. You may keep the things I bought you, Jack.
What am I to do now? What's to become of me?
Oh, come now. Don't tell me you are thinking of killing yourself.
Suppose I am.
Then here. This will do the job. Three little tablets taken with water and it's all over. Here you are.
I wonder if you'd still laugh if I took your advice.
I know you won't take it. Of course you're accepting the tablets. It is a good gesture. But here's some advice which I do expect you to take. Call up your girlfriend and patch things up. Now, go ahead. Run along. And goodbye and good luck.
Let me speak with Ida. Miss Farrell, please.
She's not on duty.
She's not on duty? Ida was right. I have been a fool. And she said she wouldn't be waiting for me when I got the gate. There's only one thing left for me to do. Three of these, she said. And I'll be going up. I wonder. Hello?
Jack, darling, I'm coming up to ask you to forgive me.
You're coming up. Stay where you are, honey. I'm coming down.
Be sure to read the tragic story of a youth whose head was turned by beauty and riches. When it appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast, this story will appear under the title, Sad Riviera's Sadder Efforts to Be Gay Again. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.